My people, I want to welcome you to Youngster 101 Podcast.
Japanese did a lot in World War II, where they would crash their planes into American boats during the Pacific War. And the reason they did that is they had an undying devotion to their emperor, who they saw as a god. So, because in Europe, if you were a king, it was a divine right. You were king because of God. In Japan, you were emperor because you were a god. Mm. So that's why they killed themselves for the emperor.
Like a royal family.
But it's way more than that. It's like the Crusades in Europe, how Christian, or Catholic rather, kingdoms tried to purge the Middle Eastern nations from the Holy Land. They did that because of God. That's what the Japanese did, just in Japanese ways. But yeah, the Emperor Hirohito was not executed after World War II. Yeah.
You think he was, though?
No.
Shit that Japan did.
They didn't want Japan to turn communist.
Yeah,
so America kind of just said, let's just forget about those war crimes, yeah? And Japan went, yeah. Because the communists were invading. That's how they got North Korea.
Yeah.
Does that still go on to this day, though? Do they still have emperors, no?
There is still
in China,
emperor,
yeah.
There is still an emperor of Japan.
Yeah.
But it's completely like it's a figurehead.
Okay.
They don't actually have any real control
okay.
anymore.
They used to be called shoguns back then, yeah.
Yeah, they still were. It's just the English is emperor, shogun is a much more
respectful way to say
it. It's shogun is like under emperor. You're getting into complicated the shift of Japanese religion here, and that's a very long discussion.
Mm-hmm.
But pass.
We have all day, bro.
I don't know enough to tell it properly, basically.
I respect that.
So now,
but do the people still see them as God now, or do they have to realize they're not God now? So, do people
That's
still...
That's a good question. Some people still see things. I'd say a lot of people still find the emperor as a god. Seppukuing, it does happen still. I think it was in the news recently that a Japanese man fucking katana'd himself.
Okay.
Seppuku for the emperor because of something. So it happens, just not often.
And we'll probably be in very religious families.
It's a very, yeah, it'd be very kind of
old Japanese
strict, Japanese old
strict
traditional
Japanese,
yeah.
Views. So,
fuck.
But it does happen, yeah.
That's culture, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, you saw the same thing in America to an extent,
yeah.
During the January 6th attacks, when Trump lost the election,
okay.
And fucking hundreds of people stormed the White House.
Yeah.
They were willing to die for Trump.
Wow.
No, I don't think many people did die. Like 3 died or something.
Mm.
Maybe more though. I could be wrong.
Yeah.
I think it's 3.
One was shot by a guard. Wow.
It's kind of just like the Boston bombings.
Yeah.
Bit of a more obscure kind of reference, but it's like how the English government was penalizing the American citizens. The government in America right now, the police state, is doing something similar to what the British did. So it's just an interesting kind of way that America turned into, has the same problems Britain used to have. When Britain used to actually make a fucking wave in global politics. The age of emperors. So there's my spiel. I'm also a history nerd.
That is amazing.
I love history though. I don't know much about it, but I just love it. One of the subjects I loved in
That is amazing, bro. Have you ever thought about going to teaching?
I'm a hobby historian.
Hobby.
I just enjoy it just to enjoy it. I wouldn't enjoy teaching it or learning it. Like, I don't do it in school or college now. Well, actually, I do in college, but it's not part of my degree. It's just something that kind of came with it.
Yeah.
And I don't really pay any heed to it. But, I just enjoy history, doing it in my own time with no pressure.
That is sweet. That is sweet.
I'm trying to think of another king, notable king, who lost and didn't die. The king of Italy. No, Italy won technically, I forgot about that.
Another question for you. Do you know anything about African history?
I'm not as well versed in African history.
No.
It's kind of much more patchy. So, like, I know some Cold War information, but that's not really history yet. The most furthest back history that I would know would be...
Nubian passes history, right?
It would be kind of technically Egyptian, but that doesn't really count. I knew a bit of Ethiopian history, but it's a bit rusty now.
Egyptian's like the most easiest one, right?
Yeah, Egyptians are easy enough.
Actually,
one thing I fucking love about like North African history is the caliphates, the Arabian caliphates that kind of took over North Africa and South Spain as well. I forget the name of it. It was just known as kind of the caliphate.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's a fucking name for it. Oh fuck, what's the name of the caliphate? That's gonna bug me. Oh, I definitely know it, sorry. That's my bad. But basically, some of the Arabians, after the fall of the Roman Empire, had the Islamic Golden Age. And they formed the caliphate, took over Arabia, took over kind of Syria, and then they pushed west. They took Egypt, Libya, Morocco, and South Spain. Or what was then known as... So I kind of know that about African history and Roman history, but again, the kind of history that you're looking for, no, I wouldn't know it as much. I definitely know it from a colonial point of view, which is not a good one. That's actually a good point. I should study my African history.
I was interested to see you. You're very knowledgeable, so I want to pick every angle of your brain, bro.
I should know more African
history. So I want to pick every part of your brain today, bro. I have my fork out. I have a kebab left. We're going to eat today. To be honest.